Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker-to-tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
The true test. If you were singing along, bebopping, even if you were nodding your head, well, then I know we are kindred spirits. You can't listen to that song, even if you despise the Backstreet Boys. But who despises the Backstreet Boys? They're brilliant. I used to be a closet Backstreet Boys fan, and then I just decided I would be out there in all of my glory. I love the Backstreet Boys. I might have 7 CDs from the Backstreet Boys. That was back when it was important to buy CDs for your collection. Anyway, that'll wake you up on a Friday, and yeah, it's okay to bebop. It's okay to dance. It's okay to nod. It's all right to sing out loud, even if you can't believe it. You wouldn't be caught dead doing it, and yet you know. I know that you know that I know that you know that I know that you're doing it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning. I just had a colleague tell me happy Friday, had another colleague tell me happy payday. Boom, baby. Oh, that's early. It's bonus. It's a bonus boom, if you will. I'm trying to tell you in some way, shape, or form that the Thursday night football game was, I mean, it was your loss, really, if you missed it. But I also try to stay honest here on the show as much as possible. Now, I'm not telling you there aren't times when I embellish or I use hyperbole. I exaggerate a bit, but I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that Jason Kelce on the set and highlight in the first quarter were really the most entertaining elements of the game.
Gill's punt chases Smith Marset inside the 25, breaks a tackle, gets the 25. He's got the 30, 35, 40. Smith Marset's got a chance. He's got midfield down the right sideline, 35, past the punter, still in bounds, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Amir Smith Marset, 76 yards, house call.
It was great. Got the ball in my hands. My blockers did a tremendous job sealing 8 guys off. I was able to make one cut and then just hit the gas and, get past everybody and not get attacked by the punter.
There's that from Thursday Night Football, the 5th punt return touchdown of the NFL this season. And we're off and running into week number 10. Yay. We've got the After Hours Game of the Week poll. Even if Panthers and Bears was on a Sunday or a Monday, we still wouldn't have it in the After Hours Game of the Week poll unless we were doing some reverse psychology on your butts. No, this is just your regular standard vote now for the After Hours Game of the Week. We had some lively balloting already, and 2 of the games are outdistancing the others at this point anyway. There's still a long way to go. We generally keep this poll running until right before kickoff on Sunday. There is a 2nd Frankfurt game that's coming up on Sunday morning. That's not in the poll either. Instead, we're going AFC North, Browns and Ravens. Man, this is a critical stretch for the Ravens. Well, really for every team in the AFC North, but Browns at Baltimore. And then next Thursday, Al Michaels has nothing to complain about. Next Thursday, we get Bengals at Ravens. Whew. We'll see whether or not the balance of power has shifted back in the AFC North. But here's what I say. If the Ravens come through these next 2 games and they go 2-0 and they're 9-2, oh yeah, they are the team to beat in the AFC. And that's not disrespectful to Kansas City. Kansas City has more playoff experience in Patrick Mahomes' little finger than most of the rest of these teams do. The way that they have navigated pretty much every scenario under the sun, you do not doubt the Chiefs ever. Still don't underestimate the Chiefs ever. But the Ravens, as they say, if they come through these next two games and they're 9-2, everything they've been through, their defense is dynamic and delicious. And their defense is also, it's bold and it's brash and it's battle tested. You know, I love my alliteration more so than the Chiefs. I mean, Chiefs get every team's best shot. But the Ravens in that division is different because of every team being above 500, because of the style that they play, the rivalries. They're so firmly entrenched and so nested. They always feature extracurricular activity. The benefit is that Baltimore gets to host both these games. But I tell you what, isn't that the goal right now for Baltimore? You keep on chugging and you may very well be the number one seed and have the chance to host in the postseason. We've also got Niners Jaguars, and this is critical too, because the Niners have lost three games in a row. They're making a change. They're pulling their defensive coordinator down to the field. So previously he was relaying plays. Steve Wilks was relaying plays to their linebackers coach, but Kyle Shanahan wants a change. Their defense has fallen off in the past few weeks. The numbers are different. Now, part of that is on the offense, not holding the ball as long, not scoring as many points. How about the turnovers from Brock Purdy and others? So that obviously puts the defense in some tough positions at times. But they're giving up a lot more yards, and the scoring against them has certainly climbed in the last 3 weeks. And the Jaguars are hosting, so the Niners have to go cross-country to Jacksonville, coming off a bye, no less, as are the Niners. And they've got a great offense with a bunch of veterans. It's kind of funny to think of Trevor Lawrence as a veteran, but with 10 rookies making starts at the NFL position or the quarterback position this season already. Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is a veteran. Plus, they're the defending champions in the AFC South. They got a lot of weapons. So those two games right now are the front runners, but you can vote on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. We've got another chance for you to hear your Hall of Flame, not fame, Flame, put the L in there, flame it out, Flamers. Hall of Flame candidates in 15 minutes here on the show. That poll is up and running. We're going to let that go for the next 23 hours or so. So we'll reveal on Sunday night. And also, you're running out of time, a couple days left to send your random guesses. It's just random guesses. For the After Hours Zoom room, we just want you to select a number between 1 and 1,000. This is actually pinned at the top of our show Twitter, and I'm retweeting them even now as I talk about them because I'm so talented that I can talk and tweet at the same time. Is that a skill that anyone should brag about? Probably not. Not.
It's a talent, I'd say.
Would you? Not one that I need to be cultivating. Such a good word.
I'd own it. Own it.
Would you own it?
Yeah.
Except you can't do anything and talk at the same time.
No. But I didn't say I could.
That's true. Wow. It's a little defensiveness there. I was just pointing out that a lot of guys that I know are not great multitaskers. Bob stinks at it.
No, I'll admit. Like, if I'm texting or have to send a message, I can't be focused
right
on anything
well,
else.
Well, this is how I know. Because you and I are on the phone sometimes right, and we're planning for shows. And I say, hey, can you send a text to someone? And you're like, all right, I'll do it right now. And then you stop talking for
silent,
a good 30, 40 seconds. So, yeah, this is how I know. I wasn't insulting Jay. I was going from past experience. So the fact that I can tweet and talk at the same time, again, not sure it's a skill I need to be proud of, but it is what it is. I hate that phrase.
A skill's a skill.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So, yes, number between 1 and 1,000. We're going to do a holiday flair for the After Hours Zoom room, meaning you got to be dressed up in ugly Christmas sweaters. That's the goal. So we'll do it end of November, early December. So, yeah, three reasons to check out either Twitter or Facebook now. Facebook page named after the show. That's super easy. Vote for the TD of the week. Vote for the After Hours Hall of Flame inductee of your choice. And then send your random guess, a number between 1 and 1,000. And the five closest guesses get to dress up in ugly Christmas sweaters and hang out with Jay. Oh, and I might be around too, but Jay really is the star of the show. All right, I stalled long enough. Back to the Thursday night football game. Jay knows. I mean, I did watch it. There's that, but it's maybe not fair because I get paid to watch football. I'll say this about Tyson Bagent. No sacks, no turnovers. If nothing else, that bodes well for the Bears offense.
Second down and goal at the 4-yard line. Bagent with a back to his right. Mooney in motion. He hands off. Foreman twisting, diving into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown. Bears have the lead. 15-10 on a 3-yard run, 4-yard run by the big hoss, Deontay Foreman, against his old team. Number 21 is in the end zone.
Middle of the third quarter, Jeff Joniak on Bears radio, and Jay just said in my ear, would you like to tell people? You can paraphrase if you don't want to tell people exactly what you said, because I have an answer. I do have an answer. Go ahead.
He's just so enthusiastic still about the game, and it was just so bad to that point.
Except there is a lot riding on it for Chicago, and I will explain coming up. Oh, teasing. So, yes, Jeff Joniak is excited because of the possible implications. This was a game of a lot of field goals. That was the only offensive touchdown. And it actually wasn't offensive. We had one special teams TD, one running TD, rushing TD for the Chicago Bears. And then we did have the late drama, if you were still watching, of the Panthers trying to drive and get themselves into field goal range for a late try. But here's the deal. If you watch the game, you know this. These two teams spent most of the 60 minutes going back and forth between the 40s. That's all it was. There were, I think, three total trips into the red zone. So Deontay Foreman scored from 4 yards out. Great. Most of the game was spent slogging back and forth between the 35 and the 40-yard lines. They didn't get very deep. But on the last possession for the Panthers, 15 plays, a pair of fourth down conversions. Here's the crazy part. All that got them was a 59-yard field goal try.
His career long is 56. 1:40 to go. Panthers have two timeouts, so if they don't make this, the Bears win it with a first down. Jansen to snap. Hecker puts it down. Pinheiro's kick is up. It's not going to get there. It's short. The kick is no good, and Chicago takes over near midfield. The Panthers still have two timeouts. There's 1:35 to go. And the only chance now for Carolina, you have to get Chicago off the field with a 3-and-out. A first down ends the game.
A first down did end the game. Anish Shroff on Panthers radio. And again, give credit to Tyson. He reminds me a little bit of the spirit of Josh Dobbs. That sounded like Josh was dead and gone and like a ghost or something. No, I just mean the way the two approach the games, they're fearless. They've got zero to lose. Why not go out there and give it every ounce of energy that you've got and learn on the job? Tyson may or may not ever have this experience again, right? So he's made a handful of starts now for the Bears because Justin Fields is hurt. He's an undrafted, unscripted, from the category of you can't make this stuff up, Division II product. His dad is a world-class arm wrestling champion, and actually they showed that on the Amazon Prime broadcast. It's kind of funny. So maybe that's where he gets his moxie and his confidence from. Is he the next Tom Brady? No. Is he the next Baker Mayfield? No. But he's Tyson Bagent, and he doesn't care. He's out there doing what he can, and he's getting better, which I think is impressive. So as much as the no turnovers, no sacks thing stands out, and Bryce Young didn't turn the ball over either, what also stands out to me is that on 3rd and 7, in the final 90 seconds of the game, he completes an 8-yard pass to Darnell Mooney and picks up the first down. And then he gets to kneel. And there is no greater feeling, I would say. Well, one of the top three feelings for a quarterback is to be able to kneel down on a big win. I suppose throwing a touchdown pass with 6 seconds to go to win is probably right up there, too. Maybe it's anticlimactic, but not if you know what it means. So good for Tyson Bagent, and he continues to get better. And good for the Bears. Now, here's the reason why Jeff Joniak is still excited and Bears fans are still excited. First of all, it's a win. And those are hard to come by these days, really, for the Bears. But also, it's a double whammy. By beating Carolina, now follow me here, by beating Carolina, the Bears keep the Panthers in the running for the overall number one draft pick next season. Guess what happens to the Panthers' number, well, their Panthers' top draft pick next year? It goes to the Bears. Duh, Bears. Right now, and this obviously is subject to change, but with Carolina at 1-8 and Arizona at 1-8, the tie break, for whatever reason, goes to Carolina. I have no idea why. Don't ask me. The Panthers would promptly hand that pick to the Bears, which means right now, even with that third win, the Bears would pick first and fifth. Oh, that is a franchise-changing draft if you play it right. And we know they don't always, Mitch Trubisky, they don't always play it right. But there's a lot of rumblings that they're ready to move on from Justin Fields. In large part because of the style of play lends itself to injuries. They can't win without him on the court. Oh my God, the court. Sorry, it's a Friday. They can't win without him on the field consistently. But also, he puts himself at risk. And there's been a disconnect, obviously, between the head coach and the quarterback. So Chicago right now, in beating the Panthers on Thursday night, would draft first and fifth. I'm not saying they're tanking. They're obviously not. These guys are still playing hard. In fact, DJ Moore said we still have something to play for. I mean, the NFC, I guess you do. In your own division, you certainly do. But this was a double whammy. That's why Jeff Joniak is excited. Matt Eberflus on the spirit of his rookie QB.
He's done a really good job, you know, as a rookie. Think about it, as a rookie quarterback, you know, he goes 2-2. Coming into the NFL, you know, to operate an offense the way he did and to do a really good job and you know, sound. What was really good today was that, you know, he's always done a really good job avoiding sacks, you know, throughout the course of the four games that he's played. But what he did well today was he didn't put the ball in harm's way and gave us a chance to win.
Going out with a win is obviously fantastic, for the team. And, I don't know if this is it. You know, nothing really changes for me with, you know, the preparation, how I'm attack every week. But, you know, I learned that it's really hard to win in the NFL. So appreciate all the wins. And just really, I appreciate the team, you know, staff and player included. They've all rallied behind me extremely well. And, you know, always, you know, I never had a doubt for a second that they all have my back.
Bears defense was great. Montez Sweat in the mix now. They only allow 213 yards. So you hear the rookie quarterback, Tyson Bagent, his path to the NFL, polar opposite of Bryce Young's, right? I mean, the reason why the Bears have the Panthers' number one pick next year is because Panthers traded up to get Bryce Young. Whether or not you believe this was Frank Reich's first choice, I think we know, we'd heard that he was leaning towards C.J. Stroud. But that's not who they have. They have Bryce Young. And right now, Bryce is at a loss. I mean, you can hear him try to figure out what the heck. I know it starts with me, but we don't know what to do.
Our defense, ball, great game, start to finish. We have to be better. I have to be better, first and foremost. I have to be a lot better. So, you know, we have to be better. We it's frustrating. It's very frustrating.
He said it multiple times. It's frustrating. I have to be better. We have to be better. It's just, there's not a lot of movement. There's not a lot of forward motion. And Frank said the same thing. They're struggling just to go forward, forget neutral.
We're not scoring points on offense. We got to be better. I believe we will be better. That's how I feel. And listen, this is, you know, it, when we say, I don't think we have any unrealistic expectations that, you know, it's not like we're saying, we've talked about this before, scoring's down. We just got to figure out, play well enough to win football games. That's really what I'm concerned about, is winning. I'm not worried about how many yards or what the stats are. I'm concerned about playing winning football.
Frank Reich, head coach of the Carolina Panthers. I think the idea of firing him and starting over is ludicrous. If David Tepper continues to pull out the plant at its roots and just start over with a new plant, you're never going to see any blooms. You're never going to see any fruit. Oh, that was kind of a good analogy, a good metaphor. He just keeps changing, 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 changing. Constant change in sports equals constant losing. You've got to give Frank Reich an opportunity to work with Bryce Young, number one. Number two, name me the top three wide receivers for the Carolina Panthers. They traded away their top wide receiver to the Bears. Adam Thielen. It's right now a collection of pieces that don't just, it's a collection of pieces from about 17 different puzzles, and they don't all fit together. He needs some time. Bryce needs some time. The offensive line, it needs some time. So I know we're impatient in sports. I get it. We're extremely fickle. We're not logical. We're not rational. But it's never going to get better. Well, it's going to be hard to do without another top draft pick. But it's never going to get better if you don't give it some time. They got to invest. And he's going to have to be patient. That's not his strong suit. But he's going to have to be patient. Meaning Mr. Tepper. All right, coming up. Your chance to, again, hear the candidates for the After Hours Hall of Fame. We haven't done one of these inductions since March. It's fantastic. Trust me, you will laugh out loud. And who doesn't need that early on a Friday morning? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
We're talking about practice.
On After Hours, the biggest meltdowns in sports history.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I want to eat his children.
Are immortalized with an infamous distinction.
Can't do it.
They are who we thought they were.
You play to win the game.
Now it's time for Amy Lawrence to bring you tonight's candidates for the After Hours Hall of Flame.
Put that in your practice, folks.
Here's Amy Lawrence.
An idiot.
It's unbelievable what they did!
It was a struggle.
It's called maturity. It's your job.
What in the was that?
No days off! No days off!
Take that for data.
Navy actually stuck her finger up her nose.
The ref really wasn't even listening to nothing that I was saying.
For what? I didn't know.
Why don't you just run it? You know, just that's a really good thought.
I tried to activate my glutes as best I could.
Bluetooth.
Listen to that!
Bend over backwards and be honest and direct with you guys, and you stick it right up my and the team. But I'm sick of it.
I'm here, so I won't get fined.
LAPD was called.
If you're not going to punch me in my face when you see me, then shut up.
Stop it right now!
We're still here!
Our roster looks great on paper. Whoopty hell. All right.
They're very fiery under the covers.
What kind of mythical powers does a sun devil have? We got to consider that. I'm going to say the Wildcat's out. The Trojan, does he have a horse or is he on foot? Does he have a bow and arrow or just a sword? The Bruin, definitely formidable.
If I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona...
Oh, hell, I would rather die than to live the rest of my life in fear and wearing a damn mask.
You should not be here.
Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1. Pull up your pants. Take off the bra and be a man. Lord, now they're cuffing him. But pull up his drawers, whatever you do.
When I came here, they're like, yo, you got to, like, show, like, you got to be the dog. And I'm like, man, we got dogs. We got dogs, you hear me? Milwaukee, we...
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
Get the best workout with the best-kept secret in fitness. Hydro, the state-of-the-art at-home rower. Hydro engages 86% of your muscles, delivering the ultimate full-body workout in just 20 minutes. From advanced to beginner, Hydro has over 4,000 classes that are shot all over the world and are taught by Olympians and world-class athletes. For a 30-day risk-free trial with free standard shipping, go to Hydro.com and use code FIT500 to save up to $500. That's HYDRO.com, code FIT500.
Selling a little
or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
So, yeah, I thought about just mooning them. A big old chocolate ass and MetLife.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've had some classics inducted into the After Hours Hall of Fame. Most recently, post-Super Bowl, or post-AFC Championship, Travis Kelce, though it could have been post-Super Bowl as well. And who knew that his star would get even bigger than last season? It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Are you ready for the brand new candidates for the After Hours Hall of Fame? Here's the dealio, yo. You want to vote on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. I'll retweet as well, A-Law Radio, plus our Facebook page. Lots of you weighing in. If you're a podcast listener, the poll will run all the way through Friday, so you can vote as you hear the sound of my voice. Let's start with a longtime radio host who should know better, but either he didn't do his homework or he just doesn't give a crap.
The Colts are also well coached, and they have Mishua, and Mishua is a very, very confident backup. Very different offense with Mishua, but they'll probably have to play Mishua this week.
At least he got the confident part right.
Mishua.
Yes, in fact, Gardner Mishua, or we just call him Gardner if you want. That's a little easier.
Very confident backup.
At least he knows that he's confident. I'm not sure about competent, but confident, yes.
Very different offense with Mishua.
That's your boy Mike Francesa. He's supposed to be retired, but keeps coming back to drop nuggets like that one. So is it Mike Francesa and Gardner Mishua?
Mishua.
Or let's go baseball now, because after the Houston Astros reached a seventh consecutive American League Championship Series, it was actually Justin Verlander who was leading the post-game celebration.
All right. Come on, man.
All right, boys, this is one of those seasons, you know, nothing went our way early. We battled through injuries.
Yeah.
We grinded. I wasn't even here. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah.
Seventh time. All right? Don't take that for granted. On seven. Everybody pop these motherfuckers.
I mean, it's just so rich because Justin Verlander has been there for all seven with a detour to New York. Well, and the first one, he was in Detroit for half the season before he got traded. It's just, it blows my mind. And yet, unscripted, he drops that little part in. Well,
boys, this is one of those seasons, you know, nothing went our way early. We battled through injuries.
Yeah.
Grinded.
We grinded. I wasn't even here.
The way he says it, I don't know why, Jay, and I find that so comical. But yeah, Justin Verlander up for induction into the After Hours Hall of Flame before he gets to Cooperstown in the Hall of Fame.
Every poppy's
Jonathan Allen. Now, our poll on Twitter says Jay Allen. There's lots of different Allens, but this is Jonathan Allen, who was so pissed off after the Commanders lost to the Giants that he goes on a tirade, and poor Philadelphia just got caught up in the anger.
The lack of focus on our part, a lack of attention to detail, not starting fast, and creating holes that are too big for us to overcome in the second half. So I'm f***ing tired of this. It's been 7 f***ing years of the same shit. Tired of this. Get our minds right and get ready to play f***ing Philadelphia.
I mean, I get it. The Commanders don't like the Eagles, but why you gotta drag Philadelphia into it?
Philadelphia.
That is classic Hall of Flame rant because he's ticked off.
I'm f***ing tired of this.
It's not like Verlander is happy and just happens to drop a bunch of F-bombs, though it's comical. Nah, Jonathan Allen, and that was before they traded Montez Sweat and Chase Young. I wonder how he feels about it now.
I'm f***ing tired of this bullshit. It's been 7 f***ing years of the same shit.
And it goes 7 years back. That's even pre-Ron Rivera, for heaven's sake.
Whew. Tired of this.
I mean, I would be too. I just might not express it that way in front of a microphone. Finally, opposite end of the spectrum, Patrick Mahomes, part of NFL Films, and he's a goof. We know he already sounds like Kermit the Frog, but he actually captures a different Muppet in this epic Hall of Flame rant, where he is blasting other quarterbacks because they run out of the tunnel into the stadiums without a whole lot of fanfare.
I came out of the tunnel, I was like, you're not yelling today. You just feel kind of, I watch every other quarterback run out of the tunnel, and they just run out like this. And then I get up, come out, and I'm like, let's go! And then as I yell, I get myself more hyped.
I feel like I could easily implicate, like I could totally imitate that and be implicated as an NFL QB. Are you ready? It's like Cookie Monster. Why is he so strange? I love Patrick Mahomes. I am a Patrick Mahomes shill. He reminds me why I love sports every time he plays. He's the Cookie Monster. All right, on that note, producer Jay, are you ready to cast your ballot? Because I've decided on mine, but and by the way, we got a Justin Verlander vote from Marco Belletti, who cast his earlier. You're up next, my friend.
It's a really tough one.
Pressure's
on. It's a good class.
It is a really good class for induction.
My initial one, I wanted to go with the Meshaw and the Francesa, but after hearing
it's
Mahomes,
just so wrong.
After hearing Mahomes a couple times more, that one is just so funny. It's just amazing.
I watch every other quarterback run out the tunnel, and they just run out like this.
Need deadpan. That doesn't intimidate anyone. His own teammates are probably laughing at him.
What is this guy doing?
Oh, he's such a nerd, and yet it's so great. Rah, 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 rah! Meanwhile, Tom Brady used to run out to Let's Bleep and Go! So intense, and Mahomes, he's making people laugh. He's not showing their teeth, if you will.
I think I gotta put my vote there.
You're going Patrick Mahomes. All right, you ready for mine?
I'm ready.
I'm going Jay Allen or Jonathan Allen to you, because it's classic. He just loses his mind. He rips the Commanders, not just for that game, but for 7 years.
I'm tired of this bullshit. It's been 7 years of the same shit.
And then he decides to rope Philadelphia into it and drops a bleeping Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, we got you.
Oh my gosh, how long is he holding that in? 7 years, I suppose.
7 years. Yeah, 7 years. And then he just decided that I've had enough.
Today's the day.
Today's your lucky day, reporter.
And then 2 weeks later, we'll trade everyone else on the team.
All right, Hall of Flame induction. Haven't done one since March. We have saved some great candidates. So I'm retweeting right now. I think I did retweet. Can't tell if I retweeted. I'll retweet it again just to be sure. It's actually called reposting now on Twitter, but it's also on Facebook.
Very different offense with Mishua.
Oh, just stop it. All right, it's at the top of your feed, After Hours CBS or A-Law Radio. You can vote for your Hall of Flame inductee, and we're going to wait for the podcast listeners. They're stragglers, but we allow them to participate anyway. So cast your vote now, and then we will reveal your choice for Hall of Flame inductee. You're immortalized.
Let's go!
That comes up on Sunday night into Monday. All right. I feel my cheeks hurt from laughing. Here's our latest sports update.
Ah!
Why would you do that to me?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Basketball season is finally back, and BetQL is ready to help you win more consistently this year. BetQL is an absolute game changer if you're looking to find trends to help you win. Make smarter bets on spreads, totals, player props, and more. BetQL has already helped over 300,000 people with powerful analytics and community insights. Don't airball your opportunity this basketball season. Visit BetQL.com for their free daily analysis today. That's BetQL.com.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Murray back to throw. And it is it tossed? Oh my goodness, it's caught! DeAndre Hopkins caught it!
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it! Touchdown, LA!
Burrow back to throw. Looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Got it!
Yeah.
Touchdown! Yeah. Joe Burrow and the Bengals!
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Kansas City! Hand off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it. End zone, touchdown, Chargers! Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo! Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Shall we start in the AFC North? One of the After Hours Game of the Week candidates. Many of you are piling on, and why not? It's going to be a doozy. Knockdown, drag out, no doubt. But considering that every team in the North Division is above 500, Ravens, Browns will set the tone. It will strike a chord, if you will. Lamar Jackson, he's a different quarterback this year. Have you noticed? Yes, he's also got a different offensive coordinator, but he's growing as not just a quarterback on the field, but one in the locker room.
I'm more vocal than I was before. Early on, I was just wanting to learn, the ins and outs of defenses in the NFL. But now, like me just seeing them each and every week, different defenses every week, I got a lot more questions. I see certain things, and then I want to just tell coach, like, yeah, we should try to put this in the game plan, stuff like that.
It's been a lot of fun to see. Now, the defense gets a ton of credit, but even as the offense tries to sprout a little bit, spread its wings, you do still see the dominance with the run game. Last week, nearly 300 yards rushing for the Baltimore Ravens. And so between the ball control game and the fact that they can run opposing defenses into the ground by holding the ball for, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 minutes, it's certainly impressive the way that their defense can get the ball back so quickly in the hands of Lamar Jackson. So that Keaton Mitchell 40-yard rush in traffic against the Seahawks last week put him up 30-3, and Lamar didn't even have to play in the fourth quarter. So it was actually Tyler Huntley who had the passing touchdown to OBJ. As for Deshaun Watson, he's back on the field. He's healthy, and yeah, there's nothing easy about walking into Baltimore.
They're very talented. I mean, they know exactly what they want to do. A lot of guys played a lot of football. A lot of depth in that defense, and they make you earn everything. So, they coach very well, very great players, and you got to go out there and try to deserve each and every yard.
Speaking of defenses, the Browns are coming off a shutout of the Cardinals, and that was at the Dog Pound. Now they hit the road, and here's what Cleveland wants to do. They want to keep it as ugly as possible, and that's actually a compliment. They want to keep the game as muddied up and as ugly and as challenging and as difficult as possible. Miles Garrett getting a lot of your votes for Defensive Player of the Year. To this point, they've led with defense, but so do the Ravens. So, cannot wait. One of those throwback football games. As for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're trying to find a rhythm on offense. And so for them now to try to have different weapons, not just George Pickens, who's frustrated, but also they want to work the ball to Deontay Johnson. They want to make sure they establish a run game with Najee Harris. There's so much there. And Kenny Pickett, what does the offense look like when it's running on all cylinders?
Balanced attack that can put up points. And, we've shown it in spurts, and it hasn't been consistent enough. So we need to get consistent here going in this back half of the season.
Did I say running on all cylinders? You know me, I like to combine my cliches. So it's firing on all cylinders, but we haven't seen that from the Steelers yet, so you'll forgive me if I didn't get the cliche right. They've got the Packers coming up this weekend in Pittsburgh. It's an opportunity for them to keep pace with the rest of the AFC North. As for the Cincinnati Bengals, oh yeah, Cincinnati has got C.J. Stroud and the Texans in town. Coming up on Sunday, another candidate for After Hours Game of the Week. And yeah, we could have Joe Burrow in front of a microphone telling you about the game, or you could hear this awesome sound from NFL Films of him in the huddle.
Hey. Zilch left, 35, Wichita Macho toe. I'm wondering. Dice right, F fly, Whiskey Brady. Dice right numbers, 3 jets, Spielberg. I'm one, right?
Spielberg.
Trey right closer, karate, can, 12
karate.
Dual alert booty. I'm one, right?
Booty!
Rizzle left tight, F fly, pass 37, punch, waggle, help, baby dizzy, X fan on the turbo. On the turbo, right? Football, man.
Football.
That is awesome. I love those kinds of segments. I love NFL Films. I love when the players are mic'd up, the whole show, Quarterback on Netflix, it's all good stuff like that. Yeah, he's awesome. Bengals have won 4 in a row, as have the Ravens. They're at 5-3, so are the Browns, so are the Steelers. Man, the Texans are 4-4, though, so watch out. C.J. Stroud, he's a huge fan of Joe Burrow.
Definitely think that he's an MVP of this league. Like, he's a top five player every year. Has shown that ever since his second year. Really had a really good rookie year as well. But sadly got hurt. But a lot of things to learn from that guy. He's a hell of a leader and a really good person, and somebody that only isn't looking out for himself. But, he's shot me a text over the year and congratulated me on some success and things like that, and gave me some advice and things like that. So shout out to Joe, man. I'm excited to line up against him and compete against those guys.
Cincinnati defense is sneaky good. They've actually been extremely tough. And so here comes C.J. Stroud, fresh off 470 yards, 5 touchdowns, and a come-from-behind win. That is a game to watch this weekend. Trevor Lawrence, the Jacksonville Jaguars, off their bye, 5 wins in a row, hosting the Niners, who've fallen on some hard times. Three losses in a row for the Niners, and the Jaguars try to protect their home field, where actually they've been better on the road this year.
The fans are going to be huge. I mean, obviously we've got a lot of momentum right now, and they're a huge part of that. And just bringing that, we've been really successful on the road this year. we need to start winning at home more, and that's a big part of, you know, with our fans as well, and I know that's what they're looking forward to seeing. So we just need all we can get, all that home field advantage.
It's not a game of the week candidate, but the Jets at the Raiders is another one of those nationally televised games, you know, because Aaron Rodgers was supposed to be the starter. Zach Wilson, he is probably the most hated QB in America right now.
My job as a quarterback is to 100% focus on how can I put this team in the best position possible. You know, I want the Jets fans to obviously hang with us and believe in us, and I hope they know, as frustrated as they are, we're even more frustrated. I want them to know that I'm doing everything I absolutely can to be the best quarterback I can be, to help us get to the playoffs and more.
So, producer Jay said in my ear, we have time for either Zach Wilson or Josh Allen, and the fact is the Bills, who need a real strong, solid 60 minutes of football, are hosting the Broncos on Monday night. So we thought we'd go with Zach Wilson instead. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Mind the gap.
I wonder if he's going to work that into one of his play calls. Is he the one that used Taylor Swift a couple of weeks ago? I think it might have been him.
Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh. Hey, vote for the After Hours Game of the Week on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. While you're there, you can also choose the Hall of Fame inductee that needs to go in come early next week. It's awesome. Check out the podcast if you need to hear the candidates again. We love you. Have a good weekend. Talk Sunday night. It's After Hours CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
This holiday season, give concert and comedy tickets to their favorite artists. Choose from thousands of the hottest upcoming shows, plus other great gifts for every fan on your list, like VIP packages, artist merch, gift cards, and more. You can also ask for concert and comedy tickets with a Live Nation wish list. Just sign in, add your favorite shows, and share with friends and family. Get what you really want this year and gift the unforgettable at LiveNation.com/gifts. That's LiveNation.com/gifts.